You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Erica Backus with Visit Savannah. Hey, Erica.
Hey, Emily. How are you doing?
Great. Also with us is Tanya Milton of the Savannah Tribune. Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
And it is very much summer, and got some summery, beachy music vibes happening on Tybee.
There's good vibrations. It's the Beach Boys tribute out of Nashville. It'll focus on performing songs by America's band, the Beach Boys, to sheer perfection. So this top tribute brings a young look and an authentic sound to reminisce the original Beach Boys, you know, the good vibrations.
And then also on Friday, carrying over into Saturday.
Actually, all day Friday, we've got the TEDx Savannah, the speakers. And they'll be speaking basically starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and it's going to be an all-day event. But the speakers are amazing, so you kind of want to go see them. A lot of them have different subjects that they'll speak on. But it's the 10th anniversary they'll be celebrating, so they've got some good stuff lined up for that one.
And, of course, Erica, it's summer. The kids are out of school, and there's no shortage of stuff to do.
They are out of school. There's no shortage of stuff to do. And, you know, we really encourage you as a family to kind of reconnect with your hometown. We call it be a tourist in your hometown. You know, take advantage of all the great activities Savannah has to offer. So many for families, like the Savannah's Children's Museum. The Pirate's House Restaurant is a great family experience, as is the African Art Museum located on 37th Street. It's a fantastic experience with art. Art and craftsmen works from many of the tribes of Africa, and it's a really awesome experience to do with your family and your kids.
Huge collection,
absolutely.
Summer's also, Tanya, a great time to read lots and lots of books.
It's the summer reading program at all the Live Oak libraries throughout the city. So everybody should have a reading assignment, and the library is a great place to take care of it. You've got an assortment of subjects that you can read about, so get that reading program going on.
And finally, of course, it's June, which means we are celebrating Juneteenth.
We are celebrating Juneteenth. If you missed Juneteenth at the Tell Fair last week, you missed a treat, but you've got another opportunity to do a celebration. It's going to be at the 38th Street Park. We call it Wells Park, but it's better known as the 38th Street Park. And that's going to start at 11 o'clock on Saturday and go all day. They've got great live entertainment. They've got some gospel groups, some cultural dancers. It's just going to be an array of events, array of entertainment going on. Great food. So you certainly want to bring your lawn chairs and come out and have a good time. Yeah. Bring the family.
And speaking of food, if you've not dined in downtown Savannah lately, you're really missing out. So many great restaurants have opened. If you're a wine connoisseur, we definitely recommend the Atlantic Neighborhood Eatery. If you want to try something different, a little more eclectic, check out The Gray. It's fantastic on MLK. So definitely go be a tourist in your own hometown. Savannah's got so much to offer this summer.
Don't forget about the Good Time Jazz Bar and restaurant.
Absolutely. Good Time Jazz Bar if you're looking for an adult night out. And also, you know, one of my favorites, Tanya, is the Prohibition Museum.
I have not eaten there. Newly
located in City Market, it talks about the history of Prohibition in America in Savannah. And it's really interesting, the history. You may learn something like the fact that NASCAR actually started with the bootleggers that were running booze across state lines.
They did need fast cars to do that.
Yeah, you can learn all about that at the Savannah Prohibition Museum. It's the only one of its kind in the country. So again, another reason to take advantage of the opportunities right here in your hometown.
Sounds like a great weekend.
I think so too.
It does, yeah. Always lots to do here. Tanya Milton of the Savannah Tribune, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And Erica Backus of Visit Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Anytime.